Well, there's a long history between Russians and Czechs, and so I've known a lot well before coming here, and it's been years, you know, ups and downs between Russians and Czechs. But I think mainly it's been a very good relationship, in particular in terms of the culture. So my first visit, I remember I had to perform at the opera where I sang Onegin. And also I sang recital. So in my first visit, I took almost all of it, the best of it. I went to the sightseeings and I was guided around the city throughout the whole day. So what I say, Prague is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Coming back to Prague, it's like coming back to see my good friends and good audience. And I feel very privileged and honored to be performing back again. I think two or three times I've been singing recital, different programs, which I feel very privileged because that house where I sang recital is one of the most beautiful and the best acoustically. And the audience was always so pleasant and obviously knowledgeable about everything that I sang. So this time in České Krumlov, which it's supposed to be another beautiful venue that I haven't seen yet, we are presenting an outdoor concert. So the program is chosen to please all of you. Big challenge in arias from Italian operas. Carmen, Demon from Rubinstein. So hopefully the weather is going to be good enough so you'll be able to stay throughout the concert. I think it's an ultimate genius into the opera world that amongst the other composers such as Mozart, Wagner, Tchaikovsky, and affected me so much in my youth that I always wanted to complete myself, to establish myself as a Verdian baritone. Operas, stories that Verdi has written, the operas about, had really affected me for the rest of my life, such as Otello, Rigoletto, particularly Rigoletto, Fausto, Traviata. I mean, I would count them, but particularly Rigoletto. When I heard one of probably the most beautiful voices in the world, Ettore Bastianini. It was the present from my schoolmate who gave me the recording of Rigoletto with Ettore Bastianini, Renata Scotto, Alfredo Kraus, Gianandrea Gavazzeni conducting. First impression I had, I wanted to sing like him. I was 19 years old and I almost destroyed my voice throughout the first year I started at conservatory, trying to sound like this wonderful singer. And when my teacher, singing teacher, found out that I've been trying to sing excerpts from this opera, she said, "Never do it. You're a lyric baritone." So I took it back and I took a long pause till I started to think about it back again. And it took me, 15 years, but always had this role in my mind. And of course, meanwhile, I was achieving smaller roles, more lyric roles, and always thinking of Rigoletto. Sooner or later, I'll do that Hunchback. And meanwhile, I was singing Onegin, Yeletsky, and other beautiful roles, singing a lot of recitals throughout the world, making beautiful recordings, but leaving my career and artistic life being very unhappy because I haven't sung that role yet. So after singing this role, I was, that was very, very hard to me to sing the first production of it. But I felt very satisfied. I do it, yeah, I do it occasionally. You know, each time, next time I'm doing it, I feel much better and easier. And but it's still probably one of the most challenging baritone roles. Well, right now I'm starting Iago, which I this role Iago in Otello, which I'm going to do next year at the Vienna Staatsoper for the first time. Mm-hmm. And while studying Iago, I'm dreaming about singing Otello.